Welcome to episode 921 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive. 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. The Acts of the Apostles, traditionally attributed to Luke the Evangelist, is considered the second part of a two-volume work, the first being the Gospel of Luke. According to tradition and most scholarly views, Luke wrote this book to provide a continuation of the story he began in his gospel, detailing the early history of the church and the spread of the gospel from Jerusalem to Rome after the resurrection and ascension of Jesus. Acts is commonly dated to around 62 to 70 AD, though the exact date remains a topic of scholarly debate. This timing suggests that it was written close to the events it describes, at least the earlier parts, and during the lifetimes of many eyewitnesses. Luke's primary purpose appears to be to document the growth and expansion of the early Christian movement, defending the legitimacy of the Christian faith, showcasing the work of the Holy Spirit, and addressing issues of Gentile inclusion in what had initially been a predominantly Jewish sect. Addressed to an enigmatic figure named Theophilus, Acts reveals not only the dynamic history of early Christianity, but also invites each of us into a deeper understanding of our faith and mission. Theophilus, whose name means friend of God or loved by God, receives Luke's account, which starts with a personal dedication in the very beginning, Acts chapter 1 verse 1. This dedication sets the tone for understanding the Acts of the Apostles as a personal letter meant to affirm and instruct. Whether Theophilus was a new believer needing confirmation, a benefactor supporting Luke's work, or a symbolic representation of all believers, he represents every reader's quest for a reliable account of the Christian faith. As we step into this narrative, we reflect on our journey with God. Just as Theophilus was reassured by Luke's detailed recounting of the events, we, too, are called to find assurance in the truth of the gospel, seeing our story woven into the grand narrative of God's redemptive plan. Luke begins his account by reminding Theophilus of Jesus' final instructions and his ascension into heaven. Acts 1 verses 9 to 11. And when he had said these things, as they were looking on, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him out of their sight. And while they were gazing into heaven as he went, behold, two men stood by them in white robes, and said, Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking into heaven? This Jesus, who was taken up from you into heaven, will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven. This pivotal moment reassures us that Christ's departure was not an abandonment, but a transition to a new way of his presence in the world through the Holy Spirit. For Theophilus and for us, the ascension is not just a miraculous event to marvel at, but a promise of empowerment from on high, preparing us for the mission ahead. And we have a promise that just as there was a first advent, Jesus coming as a baby to Bethlehem, there will also be a second advent, and this time Jesus will return as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. In your moments of solitude, reflect on the ascension as a symbol of leadership transition from Jesus' physical presence to his spiritual leadership through the Holy Spirit. Consider how this transition is mirrored in our lives when we move from seeking external validation of our faith to finding internal conviction through the Holy Spirit. The descent of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost marks a transformative moment in the life of the early church. The Holy Spirit empowers the apostles to speak in diverse tongues, symbolizing the gospel's universality. For Theophilus, this account serves as a powerful testimony to the truth and divine backing of the apostles' message. As modern-day believers, the story of Pentecost challenges us to embrace the Holy Spirit's transforming power in our lives, enabling us to transcend cultural and linguistic barriers to share the gospel. Reflect on your own experiences of the Holy Spirit. How has he empowered you to witness? Are there areas in your life where you need his power to help you overcome your limitations? The growth of the early church, marked by communal living, the sharing of resources, and steadfast commitment to the apostles' teaching, offers a model of Christian community. Acts 2 verses 42 to 47. And they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers, and awe came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were being done through the apostles. And all who believed were together and had all things in common. And they were selling their possessions and belongings and distributing the proceeds to all, as any had need. And day by day, attending the temple together and breaking bread in their homes, they received their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to their number day by day those who were being saved. Luke's detailed description assures Theophilus of the practical and spiritual viability of this new way of life. In your community, how can you foster a similar spirit of generosity and unity? Reflect on the power of communal prayer, shared resources, and mutual support. Consider one action you can take this week to strengthen your spiritual community, inspired by the early believers' example. Luke does not shy away from detailing the trials the apostles faced, from persecution to internal disputes. These stories were crucial for Theophilus to understand that the path of faith is not devoid of challenges. Yet, each trial was accompanied by a profound testimony of God's deliverance and guidance. When faced with personal trials or witnessing disputes within your faith community, draw strength from the apostles' resilience. How can you apply their lessons of faithfulness and wisdom in handling conflicts? Reflect on a recent challenge and consider how you might witness God's hand at work in resolving it. As Luke's narrative in Acts progresses, it becomes clear that the story of the early church is not just history. It is a living continuation of each believer's journey, including yours. The book of Acts does not end with a conclusion, but an invitation for Theophilus and each of us to partake in the ongoing mission of spreading the gospel. How can we, like Theophilus, cultivate a friendship with God that guides our lives and echoes through our actions? Theophilus was addressed personally by Luke, suggesting a relationship marked by personal communication and trust. Similarly, friendship with God begins with His presence. We experience God's presence through prayer, scripture, and the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. Just as Jesus promised His disciples that He would be with them always, so He is with us, guiding and comforting us. Luke wrote Acts to provide Theophilus with certainty about the teachings he had received. True friends of God are committed to learning from Him. Through the pages of Scripture and the life of the church, God speaks, teaching us about His character and His will. In John 15, verse 14, Jesus says, "You are my friends if you do what I command you." Obedience is the practical outworking of friendship with God. It reflects our trust in His goodness and our respect for His wisdom. As we read in Acts, the early believers demonstrated their friendship with God through their radical obedience, even in the face of great persecution. Luke's detailed account of the apostles' bold witness in Acts shows us that friendship with God compels us to share His love with others. Their witness was not just through words, but also through their community life and their deeds of power. Similarly, our friendship with God should move us outward, looking for opportunities to demonstrate and declare God's love. God invites us into the ongoing work of His kingdom. Just as Theophilus was part of the early church's story through Luke's writings, we are invited into God's story today. This partnership is a profound privilege and a serious responsibility. What is your role in the Acts of today? How can you, like Theophilus, become a more devoted friend of God, living out the implications of the gospel in your daily life? Being a friend of God is about more than personal piety. It involves a dynamic relationship marked by presence, learning, obedience, witness, and partnership. As you reflect on your journey with God, consider how you might deepen this divine friendship in ways that transform not only your life, but also the lives of those around you. Father, thank you for calling us into friendship with you. Help us to dwell in your presence, learn from your word, obey your commands, and witness to your love. Strengthen us to partner with you in your work, that we might live not for ourselves, but for your glory. Like Theophilus, may our lives testify to the grace and truth of your gospel. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the fullest today.